This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where one of America's great allies appears to have dodged, at least for the time being, a tremendously divisive issue, which had to do with the reform of the Supreme Court. We're talking about our relationship with the State of Israel. There were some harsh words back and forth between Prime Minister Netanyahu and some members of his coalition government, and President Biden. President Biden apparently disinviting Prime Minister Netanyahu from visiting the United States, partially because of the ongoing controversy concerning judicial reform in the State of Israel. There have been a number of things written about this. The one thing that is most important is that all sides appear to have calmed down. And there is less of a crisis atmosphere going on. It's interesting that Prime Minister Netanyahu turned to a biblical reference when he was talking about trying to bring peace to his divided country. When Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, they're reporting on CNN, announced his decision to delay a controversial plan to weaken the country's judiciary. That happened on Monday. He invoked the biblical story of the judgment of Solomon. Now, you remember that. That's one of those Bible stories that people hear usually when you're pretty young. And it's that amazing story where King Solomon, who was considered to be the wisest of all humans, had to rule between two women who were both claiming to be the mother of a child. Solomon ordered that child to be cut in two. And that was not a sign of brutality. It was a sign of psychology, basically, recognizing that the woman who protested said, "Don't cut the baby, don't cut the baby, I'll give up my claim to the baby." That was going to be the real mother. The even today, Netanyahu said yesterday, "Both sides in the national dispute claim love for the baby, which means love for our country. I am aware of the enormous tension that is building up between the two camps, between the two parts of the people, and I am attentive to the desire of many citizens to relieve this tension." And it can be done. It can be done without either side giving up some fundamental principle. Because what they're talking about is a number of reforms, and the great majority of Israelis agree that there needs to be some reform in the court system. They just don't agree yet on the specifics. Though Benny Gantz, who is part of the opposition, he in fact is one of the leaders of the opposition, he ran against Bibi Netanyahu as the leading candidate for prime minister in three of the previous five elections. In any event, Benny Gantz has said that 80% of the people of Israel agree on 80% of the issues regarding the court. The CNN reports the prime minister is now faced with very few options, analysts say. If he sides with his coalition and votes on the overhaul, crippling protests and strikes would resume. They've stopped because he's delayed all of this until the end of April, partially because this is the Passover season. Passover begins 1 week from tonight, and the Knesset is going home. I mean, they don't hold sessions on Passover, even though most of the members of Knesset are not religious. The only wiggle room the Israeli leader has, analysts say, is if negotiators reach a moderated judicial overhaul plan bill over the Knesset's recess period, which ends April 30th, and where concessions to his right-wing coalition members need not be too extreme. Analysts say, however, that what could once again unite the fragmented country and have the public rally behind the government is a potential security threat, God forbid, either from neighboring countries or through conflict with Palestinians. A security crisis would reorient the government's attention, said Yohanan Plesner, president of the Israel Democracy Institute in Jerusalem. Whether it arises from conflict with the Palestinians, the Iran-backed Hezbollah group in Lebanon, or others. Israel's embattled prime minister escalated a rare public dispute with U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday, that would be yesterday, rejecting pressure from the White House after Biden criticized Netanyahu's efforts to weaken Israel's judiciary. Biden said yesterday that he won't invite Netanyahu to the White House in the near term, and issued an unusually stinging rebuke of the Israeli leader's proposed judicial overhaul. Netanyahu responded late yesterday, saying Israel is a sovereign country which makes its decisions by the will of its people and not based on pressure from abroad, including from the best of friends. There's also a fine piece in the Wall Street Journal today by William Galston, who writes that and quotes Netanyahu and his statement basically announcing this postponement of the judicial reform. Netanyahu said, out of national responsibility from a desire to prevent the nation from being torn apart, I am calling to suspend the legislation. He added that the majority of his coalition agreed with him. When there is a possibility to prevent a civil war through negotiations, I will give a timeout for negotiations. William Galston writes, although a belated sense of national responsibility may have played a role in his decision, so did political reality. Mr. Netanyahu faced increasing dissent in his own party, and it was no longer clear that he could muster a majority to proceed with the legislation. Meanwhile, two polls released this week showed public support for the coalition declining sharply, while confidence in leaders urging compromise, especially Benny Gantz. Benny Gantz is a former chief of staff of the Israeli army. He is a major figure in the previous government. Confidence in Benny Gantz soared. If elections were held today, the coalition, which controls 64 out of 120 seats, would shrink to 53 or 54, while the opposition would rise to 61 or 62. Does anyone really want new elections, a sixth round of elections within the last 5 years? Actually, right now, looking at these polls, the opposition does. Mr. Netanyahu's announcement offers hope that one of the worst domestic crises in Israel's history can be brought to a peaceful and constructive conclusion. It would be a tragedy if the contending parties squandered this opportunity to place the nation's governing institutions on a sound foundation that enjoys broad public support. What all of this comes to is one of the aspects of Israeli history that, in retrospect, is really tragic. There was an attempt when Israel declared its independence, and in May of 1948, and became an independent country, recognized the world around at that point, that there was an attempt to have the Knesset write a constitution, because you kind of need a constitution. But that attempt fell apart. Jewish people love to argue. It's one of the characteristics, I think, that has been around for a long time. You can see it actually in the Talmud itself. They never did do a constitution, so they run on the basis of basic laws. That needs to be reformed. And maybe they come out of this with a stronger basis for government and less contention, not more. We'll talk about more contention in the U.S. Senate between Howard Schultz and Bernie Sanders and more coming up.
Your daily dose of debate.
I think you are the greatest debater on radio today.
The Michael Medved Show.
feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7. How much will the new tax on gasoline impact your commuting costs? How can a Trojan horse income tax effort be inserted into a property tax relief proposal? And is your local school prioritizing critical race theory over teaching math and reading? Well, Washington Policy Center will keep you informed on everything you need to know about state policy. At WashingtonPolicy.org, you can subscribe to WPC's free Friday newsletter and get the information and analysis you need to stay on top of what's happening in our state. Go to WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly 2 decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is going to be a little bit provocative.
The Michael Medved Show.
A news alert. Pope Francis, he should live and be well, has been hospitalized for a respiratory infection. That's according to Vatican spokespeople. Pope Francis has a respiratory infection and will need to spend a few days in the hospital, the Vatican said in a statement on Wednesday. The pontiff is 86 years old, which is extraordinary when you think about it, with the level of responsibility that he has. He is the same age now that President Biden would be at the end of his next term, if he gets another term. The 86-year-old pontiff was taken to a hospital in Rome after complaining of some breathing issues, according to the statement. Tests carried out showed that he did not have COVID-19. He should, again, be well. There is also this that was just posted, all in capitals, from Truth Social by President Trump. And you know it's serious because it's all in capitals. It's a very serious statement. And this from the, what is it, 78-year-old, 77-year-old Donald J. Trump. He says, I have gained such respect for this grand jury and perhaps even the grand jury system as a whole. The evidence is so overwhelming in my favor and so ridiculously bad for the highly partisan and hateful district attorney that the grand jury is saying, hold on, we are not a rubber stamp, which most grand juries are branded as being. We are not going to vote against a preponderance of evidence or against large numbers of legal scholars all saying, there is no case here. Drop this sick witch hunt now. I hate to say it, the real question is, which grand jury is he talking about here? I think he's talking about the Alvin Bragg Manhattan grand jury, but don't forget, there are more. There's one from Letitia James in the state of New York. There is one from Fannie Willis down in Georgia. And then, of course, there's the more serious grand juries involving Jack Smith, the special counsel under the Justice Department. That has to do with the documents at Mar-a-Lago and, most seriously, President Trump's role in January 6th. What's fascinating to me is that he's not in the least embarrassed about the connection with January 6th. He's proud of it. And he began his recent rally, which was the first big rally of his new campaign for presidency. He began it with showing film of January 6th and then playing the tape of the January 6th choir. Okay. Meanwhile, we had talked about how Jewish people love to argue. By the way, I don't think it's anti-Semitic to point that out. They always say that if there are two Jews on a desert island, they will have three different synagogues, four newspapers, and a bunch of magazines to deal with their disagreements. But there are two people of Jewish background. Howard Schultz, the Starbucks founder or developer, the big man at Starbucks. He's no longer the CEO. But he was defending Starbucks labor practices against attacks by Bernie Sanders, somebody else of Jewish background. Both of them from Brooklyn originally, by the way. And my whole world's from Brooklyn. Hakeem Jeffries is from Brooklyn. So is Chuck Schumer. So you have both Democrats in both houses of Congress run by Brooklynites. In any event, Bernie Sanders had released a report on Starbucks' response to unionization with an aide urging viewers, don't get blended into a Frappuccino by Starbucks' PR team. And Howard Schultz was responding to Bernie Sanders' interrogation, which constantly labeled Schultz as a billionaire, as if that were a terrible thing. Here is the way Howard Schultz responded to that idea, clip two.
This moniker billionaire, let's just get at that, okay? I grew up in federally subsidized housing. Let me finish. I grew up in federally subsidized housing. My parents never owned a home. I came from nothing. I thought my entire life was based on the achievement of the American dream. Yes, I have billions of dollars. I earned it. No one gave it to me. And I've shared it constantly with the people of Starbucks. And so anyone who keeps labeling this billionaire thing, it's...
Michelle, I don't mean to cut you off. We have time limits here, and you have the opportunity. I'm not cutting you off.
It's your moniker constantly. It's unfair.
No, it is not. You have had more time. Well, I've been generous with the time. Yeah, I'm sorry.
But, Mr. Chairman...
We have a room full of people. Yeah. We have panel to go after. You're not the only person testifying.
Okay.
Does Bernie need some decaf? Something like that. And here is Howard Schultz responding to Bernie Sanders. Actually, here's Bernie Sanders asking a question about whether Schultz has ever intimidated or coerced a worker for supporting a union. Listen, clip 8.
Were you ever informed of or involved in a decision to fire a worker who was part of a union organizing drive?
I was not.
Were you ever informed of or involved in a decision to discipline a worker in any way who was part of a union organizing drive?
I was not.
Have you ever threatened, coerced, or intimidated a worker for supporting a union?
I've had conversations that could have been interpreted in a different way than I intended.
And then this testy exchange between Bernie Sanders and one of his Senate colleagues, the new senator from Oklahoma, Mark Wayne Mullen. This exploded in the midst of the hearing.
Thank you.
Well, let me respond. The senator did mention my name, I think. And I think you got an all-time record here. You've made more misstatements in a shorter period of time than I have ever heard.
Please correct
me. Well, if I'm worth $8 million, excuse me.
No public.
Excuse me.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Excuse me.
Yes, sir.
If I'm worth $8 million, that's good news to me. I'm not aware of it. That's a lie. All right? Number two.
Heard of public records.
You're probably looking at some phony right-wing internet stuff. It ain't true.
No.
All right? You should read beyond that. It is not true.
It's right? Public records.
It is not public record.
Okay. Well, you made $1.7 million on your
public
book.
Public record.
You made $1.7 million on your book.
Excuse me. I've got the mic now. Number two, I've got it.
Did you make that statement?
You had your time.
Okay.
All right? You're not telling the truth. Second of all, you got no evidence that I have ever said that all CEOs are corrupt. I have never, ever said that.
Probably not
Furthermore, furthermore, what this hearing is about is whether or not you talk about being pro-union. Really? What this hearing is about is whether workers have the constitutional right to form a union.
Okay, and the hearing continues, and then Mitt Romney jumps in. And what does he have to say? We'll get to that. Senate highlights coming up.
More of Michael Medved.
Wait!
In a moment.
Where are you going?
I was
going
to make espresso.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA News Update. First Lady Jill Biden will attend tonight's candlelight vigil for the six victims of Monday's school shooting in Nashville.
The First Lady will travel to Nashville to join a candlelight vigil to honor and mourn the lives of the victims of the Covenant School shooting.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says, at the same time, the Biden administration continues to call on Congress to act on gun legislation. The Manhattan grand jury investigating alleged hush money payments former President Trump made to adult film actress Stormy Daniels in 2016 is taking a month-long break. That means any possible indictment of Trump won't happen until at least late April. An early prediction of the upcoming Atlantic hurricane season is out by AccuWeather. The private weather forecasting company is predicting 11 to 15 named storms to form in the Atlantic Basin. Hurricane season begins on June 1st. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there are lots of things Congress can be doing right now, a lot of problems that are worth addressing in the United States. I mean, we began the show today with talking to Congressman Adam Smith, who I think is one of the more energetic and responsible members of the House of Representatives, period. And he is working with some colleagues on a new bill to encourage emergency mental health teams to intervene and to avoid violence, to avoid destruction, to avoid disaster, and addressing the problem of mental health. There's another piece in the Wall Street Journal today about another bipartisan group of U.S. senators and representatives who are introducing legislation to deal with the problem of xylazine, which is this, it is not a cure of any kind for COVID. It is a, quote, recreational drug that was actually designed as a horse tranquilizer. It is known as Tranq on the streets. And it's horrible, the impact. There's more information about the use of this drug and how horrible it is and how much that problem, that crisis, which is spreading around the country, needs to be addressed. There have been indications, hospitalizations regarding xylazine now in 48 states. It used to be only in Philadelphia and Puerto Rico. We will get to that. But the fact that Howard Schultz and Bernie Sanders and Mark Wayne Mullen, the senator from Oklahoma, are all quarreling about Starbucks. Just a few facts as background. First of all, the number of employees in Starbucks as of 2022, and they have not had huge layoffs or shedding employees. It's over 400,000, 402,000. And every eligible U.S. partner working full or part-time receives 100% tuition coverage for a first-time bachelor's degree through Arizona State's online program. Starbucks offers partners the choice of multiple coverage levels for medical, dental, and vision plans, as well as health care and dependent care reimbursement accounts, life insurance, disability, and accident coverage. Starbucks has made specialty coffee mainstream, expanding from a few stores to a whole empire, now with more than 32,660 stores worldwide. And the average Starbucks salary in Washington state is $36,075 per year, or $17.34 per hour. Entry-level positions start at $31,200 per year, while most experienced workers make up to $49,000 per year. Starbucks also has a long history of working with coffee and tea origin communities to address their most critical needs, such as access to water, sanitation, health, and education. And since 2005, the Starbucks Foundation has invested more than $25 million in programs that strengthen coffee and tea-growing communities. Okay, I give you all this background because it's important as a setting for the outstanding contribution made by the senator from Utah. And I'm a regular Starbucks user. My wife is maybe even more. I think it's a good company. And I've been glad to work with them in the past. They had a program at one point where they had sort of little sayings that went on cups from different points of view, and both my wife and I had Starbucks cups with our quotes on them, and we actually have a little framed record of those immortality on Starbucks cups in our home. In any event, Mitt Romney isn't going to get that because he doesn't drink Starbucks at all, because he's a Mormon, because he's a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and does not drink coffee. But he certainly was caffeinated with his response to Howard Schultz. Listen.
I recognize at the outset there's some irony to a non-coffee drinking Mormon conservative defending a Democrat candidate for president in perhaps one of the most liberal companies in America. That being said, I also think it's somewhat rich that that you're being grilled by people who have never had the opportunity to create a single job, and yet they believe that they know better how to do so, and what's best for the American worker, and what's best for the American economy, what's best for growth. I also think it's rich to not recognize the extraordinary conflict of interest we have, which is our Democrat colleagues overwhelmingly get their campaign funds from unions, and therefore would like to find every possible way to extend unions, even if an enterprise feels that it's in their best interest to pursue a different course.
Oh, groovy, smashing, yay capitalism!
Yay Mitt Romney, for Senator Romney, for speaking out that way. Oh, Jeremy found this is very useful. They had on the back of coffee cups, Starbucks coffee cups, the way I see it. Here is my highly controversial contribution. Yes, right, stand by for wisdom. The way I see it, number 51, it's from me. Americans spend an average of 29 hours a week watching television, which means in a typical lifespan, we devote 13 uninterrupted years to our TV sets. The biggest problem with mass media isn't low quality, it's high quantity. Cutting down just an hour a day would provide extra years of life. for music and family, exercise and reading, conversation, and coffee. Okay. My contribution to all of this. Meanwhile, there is more reaction to the Nashville massacre. I don't know if you massacre is the right term. It's just a completely heartsick making a tragedy. But Ali Velshi saw a unique danger in Nashville and what happened there, and the reaction to it, and he made his observation on CNN. This is clip 12.
Focusing on the shooter's identity, something conservatives don't seem overly concerned about when the shooter is a white man, which is often. Trans people are already more likely to experience violence simply because they are trans people, so the right focusing on that is uniquely dangerous. And we have to respond to that. But it is also a distraction because there are plenty of trans people in plenty of countries all over the world. But once again, America is the only nation where shootings like this happen over and over again.
Okay. Again, has anyone blamed the trans identity of the shooter on what she did? We keep hearing about how she had resentments against the school. Do we know anything about what those resentments are based on? They actually are asking a number of members of Congress, is this going to be investigated as a hate crime? Is it possible it was a hate crime against Christians? There's also more. The pastor, Chad Scruggs, who was helped to found this school, his little girl, 9 years old, was one of the people killed. We will get to that in context and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
More of Michael MedVed in a moment. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. MedVed Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that. But I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Okay, just to be fair on the Michael Medved Show, I need to share with you not only my own contribution to the way I see it, nuggets of wisdom that were inscribed on the back of coffee cups by Starbucks. And, yeah, I was number 51. Number 121 of that series was from Dr. Diane Medved, who is closely related to me. We have been married, believe it or not, for 38 years. And her contribution says, isn't it funny that no matter what your political position, you're a conservative when it comes to what you want for your children? Both parties want to own them, even fringies extol them, but at heart the values are conservative with a small c. A happy monogamous marriage, a wholesome environment, a reliable job, and a loving relationship with the family. And that's from Dr. Diane Medved, PhD, psychologist and author of books on family, including The Case Against Divorce. And by the way, for people who want to watch Diane's monthly webinar that she does on marriage, it's available free. It's on YouTube. It's all over. It's actually very widely watched now, but you can tune it in at 4 o'clock this afternoon, 4 o'clock Pacific time, 7 o'clock Eastern time. Just go to BarryShore.com. That's BarryShore.com, and you can click on it. It's at /marriage. Meanwhile, here come the hoaxes, which is incredibly depressing. The panic, confusion, and relief spread across the region Wednesday morning after two Pittsburgh Catholic schools received what investigators deemed were hoax active shooter threats that prompted evacuations, lockdowns, and large responses from police. Families raced to Oakland Catholic and Central Catholic High Schools. This is Oakland in Pennsylvania. As the news unfolded, but soon learned that the reports about an active shooter were false. Doreen Chatkin of Murraysville was among the frightened parents. She waited at St. Paul Cathedral in Oakland after receiving a text message from her daughter Cassidy, a student at Oakland Catholic High School on North Craig Street, who said the school was on lockdown and she was hiding in an office. I drove 300 miles from Murraysville to get here, Chatkin said. Chris Shreve of Munhall had a similar reaction. His son attends Central Catholic High School on Fifth Avenue in Oakland. I really won't feel relief until he is standing in front of me, Shreve said. Both schools were targeted by the calls today, with state and local police said spread to districts across Pennsylvania. Schools in Beaver, Fayette, Erie, Mercer, Lawrence, Blair, and Lehigh counties, among others, were victimized, according to officials there. The calls all had similar content, claiming an active shooter situation or bomb threat in school buildings, according to state police. Some were placed to 911, and others rang at police stations. Look, it's horrible. And also in Utah, in Ogden, Utah, the Ogden School District was the first to publicly address what ultimately became a multi-county hoax targeting schools spanning the entirety of the state. In a social media post, the Ogden School District stated there was no violence at Ogden High School on Wednesday, informing parents and community members that a fake threat was made about a school shooter at the campus. Now, what all of this goes to is the problem of copycats. And one of the first analyses that was commissioned after Columbine, which was the first in this long, 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 horrible series of school shootings, the first one to get big international attention. And one of the warnings in the analysis was the likelihood of copycats, the likelihood of not just frauds like this, but of people who actually, in their notes, in their what they left over to describe their actions, had cited previous killers, like the two killers at Columbine. And again, this is a terrible thing, because of course it is news, and of course people need to hear about it, and yes, it's a national problem, but the more we marinate in the concerns about these killings, the more likely it is to inspire some crazy out there. Nashville should brace for copycat events in the wake of trans shooter Audrey Hale's massacre because of contagion effect, the FBI's former top profiler says. The top profiler is Mary Ellen O'Toole, and she says more shootings will follow the one in Tennessee. Meanwhile, an hour ago, NPR reported this. What was the shooter's motive? Hale, a 28-year-old who used he, him pronouns, was a former student at the school, Nashville Police Chief John Drake said at a news conference yesterday. The shooter had left behind a manifesto, Drake said, which included a map of the school with details about how he, or she, would enter and carry out an attack. But police stressed there was no evidence that specific victims, such as the head of the school, had been targeted. This school, this church building, was a target of the shooter, said Nashville police spokesperson Don Aaron. But we have no information at present to indicate that the shooter was targeting any one of the six individuals who were murdered. You don't want to see this manifesto published, because, again, it gives more encouragement to this contagion of copycats and basically people who are inspired by this means of committing suicide. And there's every indication that Audrey Hale expected to die in all this. What was the emotional issue for which she was receiving professional help? We don't know yet. But part of what all of this means is that, there's a pastor, Chad Scruggs, whose beautiful daughter, and she was killed at the Christian school in Nashville. had just given a sermon a few weeks prior about grief and hope. Here is a just a brief excerpt of that sermon based on a New Testament scripture about Jesus weeping for his friend Lazarus. It sounded like this. Clip 9.
The whole time Jesus knew how the whole thing would go down, and yet one of the most remarkable things about this story, it always gets me, is that knowing exactly what he's about to do, Jesus sits down and does what? He weeps. Do you see that? A strong confidence in the end of the story does not undo or justify the absence of grief in the middle. A mature faith adds its tears to the sadness in our world. Jesus says, blessed are those who mourn. All the while not losing confidence in how that sadness will eventually be overcome in him.
And by the way, he issued Pastor Chad Scruggs a one-sentence statement to reporters about the loss of his daughter. And what he said in that statement was, through tears, we trust she is in the arms of Jesus, who will raise her to life once again. The extraordinary situation of the head of the school being killed, of the little daughter of the pastor who helped to found the school being killed, it is one of those things that is so heartbreaking. And the idea of what we do next, whether we can actually, as Americans, make a serious attempt to make this situation more rare, that is something that deserves further conversation, and we'll get to some of that a little bit later. Coming up, also, remember the bombs that went off at some of the crisis pregnancy centers, which were offering alternatives to abortion? Well, they actually found one of the guys who planted those bombs in Wisconsin. And how'd they find him? They found him thanks to a burrito. We will get to that unlikely but encouraging story and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit Ka'anapaliResort.com. That's KaAnapaliResort.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.